KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for isolated showers this morning. Otherwise, a partly cloudy sky and a high of 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, the City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Board has set the date of their next meeting as the time for a public hearing and input on making Sunnyside Park a smoke-free area. Her decision came on the heels of a request by Carla Akers and a group of young people who are associated with the Kiwanis-sponsored Middle School Builders Club. Akers said originally the tobacco-free zone request focused on the skate park at Sunnyside Park.
I hope that eventually we can work towards all parks being tobacco-free in Cass County. I think that's a big undertaking, and I don't want to cause hardship on our tobacco users. That's not my intention at all. My intention is to create a family-friendly, safe, positive environment for healthy activity, because I believe that's what our parks have been intended.
To that end, Akers presented the Parks and Rec Board with a signed petition requesting Sunnyside Park be designated as tobacco-free. She also presented the board with a proclamation which, if approved, specifies how violators will be dealt with.
Any person violating this policy will be instructed either to discontinue the use of tobacco products on park property or to leave the said property. If the person fails to discontinue the use of tobacco products or leave the property, then said person's rights to be present on said property will be terminated and a trespassing complaint will be made by law enforcement.
The Kiwanis Club also signed a letter of support for the proposal and verbally expressed their willingness to enforce the movement.
And enforcement is a self-enforced thing. It's a courtesy. It's an act of courtesy, just being aware of the signage around and where you can and can't use tobacco. And the Kiwanis members felt like if they were at the park utilizing the park grounds and they saw somebody using tobacco product, they could point to the sign and say, oh, did you know that the park is now tobacco-free.
Before a tobacco-free designation for Sunnyside Park is made, however, the proposal must be approved by the Parks and Rec Board and the full City Council. As part of the process, the board will take public input during their meeting on July the 15th in the Council's chambers at City Hall. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Train Central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Train systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Train dealer. You know the true Train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Train home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Train.
The Harlan Police Department is warning all businesses in the city about counterfeit bills being passed in the area. The PD confirmed the Shelby County State Bank received two counterfeit $20 bills on Monday. The bills had the same serial number. Authorities are urging businesses to check larger bills as they're concerned they may be more in the area. The Atlantic Police Department reports a local woman was arrested Sunday. 23-year-old Wendy Doffenbaugh of Atlantic was arrested on a simple assault charge. Doffenbaugh was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Police in Council Bluffs say a man stabbed with a garden trowel Monday evening suffered non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to make a full recovery. Officials say someone allegedly stabbed 21-year-old James Augustine of Council Bluffs in the back and slashed his upper lip with a tool. The incident happened just before 6 p.m. inside a home at 18 North 34th Street. Augustine was taken to Jenny Edmondson Hospital by Council Bluffs Rescue for treatment of his injuries. Police say the person responsible fled the scene. The victim's uncle, 42-year-old Kenneth Augustine, is a person of interest in the case. The incident remains under investigation. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest early Tuesday morning of an Arizona man on alcohol and drug charges. 37-year-old Charles L. Harding III of Yuma, Arizona, was arrested at around 2 a.m. today on a charge of OWI first offense and possession of controlled substance marijuana. Harding was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. Deputies in Audubon County arrested a man over the weekend on alcohol-related charges. 35-year-old Christopher Josh Grogan of Audubon was arrested at around 1 a.m. Saturday on a charge of public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. The charge stems from an investigation into a report of a man walking along Highway 71 near 150th Street. Grogan was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released on a signature bond with orders to appear in court June 20th. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of two women on unrelated charges. On Saturday, 35-year-old Maria T. Gudenrath Hurst of Omaha was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was taken into custody at around 12:40 a.m. during a traffic stop on Interstate 29, and her bond was set at $1,300. And 22-year-old Heather Jean Vorthman of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 12:30 a.m. Friday on Interstate 29 for driving while revoked. Her bond was set at $1,000. Firefighters in Harlan were called to an unusual water rescue on the Nishnabotna River Sunday morning south of Corley in Shelby County. Harlan Fire Chief Roger Beeson said the call came in at around 10 a.m. Sunday about two kayakers who had gotten into the Nishnabotna River.
Kayakers that had gotten in the river at Nishna Bend and were heading towards Hancock. And they got about a mile and a half from Nishna Bend, and they ended up tipping the kayaks over, and then they were stranded in some trees that had fallen down into the water. So it was a male and female subject. They were probably in their 50s. And the female was on one log. She was probably about 10 feet away from the shore, and the male subject was kind of in a tree and hanging on to branches, and he was probably about 30 feet from shore.
Beeson said the couple never attempted to make it to shore. He says if they'd tried, they wouldn't have been able to because the bank was about 12 to 15 feet straight down into the river. The pair were able to dial 911 while they were in the river. Firefighters received information from dispatch following the 911 call, but they also had assistance from aircraft, which were in the area for a special event.
Something else that did help us quite a bit with the flight breakfast going on, there was a few planes in the air, and they were circling around, and they were locating these kayakers that were stranded. And then they would radio back to the airport, and I would make radio contact with Medevac Ambulance, who was staged at the airport, to find out where we were in conjunction with the kayakers, and we finally did locate them.
Firefighters rappelled down the bank and put rescue vests on the couple and pulled them up the steep bank. Beeson said the couple was from Omaha and were out on a leisure activity for the weekend. He said the river is at a dangerous stage right now from all the rain, and people should be aware of that before they venture out onto the water.
When we get a lot of rain and the rivers go up, they become very dangerous because not only do you have deeper water, but you have water that's not just flowing down the river straight. It's got turbulence in there, and the turbulence comes from different debris that has been in the river for, you know, a length of time. And so you get the turbulence before and after all of this debris, and that can cause some problems if you're in a boat or in a kayak, and it can really cause some problems if you were to try to swim out of that situation.
Following the rescue, the unnamed kayakers were checked out by medical staff before being transported over to Nishna Bend to shower and clean up. The Harlan Fire Department was assisted by the Harlan Police Department, Medevac Ambulance, and the Harlan Airport personnel, along with the Shelby County Sheriff's Department. And officials say a body found in the Missouri River at South Sioux City was that of a missing Nebraska man. Dakota County Attorney Kim Watson on Monday confirmed the identification of Anthony Campbell of Waterbury. Campbell had been missing since he went into the water at around 4 a.m. Friday at Scenic Park Campground and was swept away. The body was found around 1 p.m. Sunday near a railroad bridge about a mile south of the campground. South Sioux City Police Chief Scott Ford said Campbell went to the Riverfront Park with a woman. Her name wasn't released. Ford said she doesn't face any charges stemming from the incident. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says lawmakers know there are dozens of terror plots that might have been thwarted by government surveillance programs. Republican Congressman Mike Rogers says he's worried about more leaks about the effort to could further harm national security. Rogers said he expects the government to declassify more information about the telephone and internet surveillance programs. Swiss lawmakers have rejected a government-backed banking bill that would have allowed Swiss banks to turn confidential data over to U.S. prosecutors without violating Switzerland's strict client secrecy laws. A Swiss finance minister said the U.S. is planning to bring criminal charges against some Swiss banks, and without the legislation, there is a real danger of an escalation in the standoff between the two countries. U.S. safety regulators say they're investigating problems with airbag sensors in the seats of some small Suzuki SUVs. They say the sensors in the front passenger seats turn off the airbag when a child is sitting there. The investigation covers Suzuki Grand Viteras, made from 2006 through 2011, and Suzuki SX4s, made in 2007 through 2011. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in our funeral announcements, Edna Lorman, age 100, of Manila, died Sunday in Denison. Funeral services for Edna Lorman will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila is in charge of the arrangements. Susan Benson Blaine, age 61, of Harlan, died Thursday in Harlan. Graveside services for Susan Benson Blaine will be held this Thursday at 10 o'clock in the Danway Cemetery at Kirkman. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bernard M. Wolf, age 88, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bernard Wolf will be Thursday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Eva Lucille Pelzer, age 96, of West Lafayette, Indiana, and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday at the home of her daughter in West Lafayette. Funeral services for Eva Pelzer will be held on Friday at 2:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bob Rogers, age 89, of Cumberland, died June 11th at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of Life Fellowship and Luncheon for Bob Rogers will be held at noon on Saturday at the Cumberland Community Center. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. And Herda Dearson, age 63, of Manning, died Tuesday at home. Services for Herda Dearson are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.